Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We're continuing to track the outbreak of the Omicron variant when it comes to what it means for not just things here at home in the U.S., but also around the globe. The World Health Organization confirming that 38 countries now have confirmed cases. That's up from just a little over 20 just 2 days ago. And of course, President Biden has been quick to try and adjust some travel policies around testing and requirements there, shifting that up to within 24 hours of international travel. And for more on what more can be done around this, I want to bring on our next guest here, Jose Luis Jimenez, a University of Colorado Boulder Professor of Chemistry and CIRES Fellow as well. Alongside Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani here with us. And Professor, I mean, when we look at this, you know, there are a lot of questions around what Omicron could mean in terms of increased transmissibility in cases. But when it comes to best practices, it's interesting given the fact that we've seen a lot of college students out there reporting that mask mandates are gone, seemingly at a time when we would expect quite the opposite. So what are you seeing around the data coming in and maybe what more should be done here?
Well, unfortunately, we are not quite doing the right things that we should do, and I would say especially in the U.S. because it has become a political issue. There are other countries. I'm originally from Spain, and their vaccines and masks are not a political issue like they have become in the U.S., and that is very unfortunate. So we need to keep the mask mandates in locations and times when cases are high, but actually we need to improve the mask mandates. We need to stop wearing cloth masks and go to N95s for all. We know now that this is an airborne virus, that we inhale it, and we need to protect people from inhalation. And this message is not being communicated clearly by either the CDC or the WHO, unfortunately.
Jose, I want to dig into that because I know that they did take quite some time to get into acknowledging the airborne transmission of the disease. I remember, or the virus rather. I remember very early on we had Department of Health and as well as Homeland Security looking at it more as droplets or being able to transfer by touch. But it's since changed, and we've seen some changes, such as a focus on HEPA filters. But it seems like largely we're relying on masks. What can you tell us about buildings and sort of what maybe companies need to be considering for return to office?
Yes, they told us at the beginning loud and clear, this is droplets that fall to the ground or we get infected through surfaces. And some of the mitigations are still stuck there. We're still being told hand washing is very important, surface disinfection is very important. That is not true. We need to focus on the air. We're breathing this virus in. And masks, good masks are very important when we need to clean the air. And filtration or ventilation, ventilation means bringing air from outside. Filtration means to remove the virus from the air. These are things that are not very expensive and certainly not very expensive compared to the destruction that the pandemic is causing.
And I want to talk about the mask mandates, because I know Zach talked about that. We know that within several states, we've even seen a recent report out of, I believe it's Missouri, where a study was conducted but then held back on account of the state wanting to continue banning those mask mandates. Do you think that we're in for a hard winter as a result of these? And should states be looking at reinstating those?
Yes, and there is data already. Locations that don't have mask mandates or schools that don't have mask mandates have a lot more transmission. You know, so we know that mask mandates work, but they don't. I mean, people are very tired of the pandemic, and partially it's like the pandemic continues because we don't manage to stop transmission, and we don't stop transmission because we are not doing the right things. You know, we are not giving people the best masks that fit well to your face and are really good filters. Giving masks for all of the U.S. population would cost billions of dollars, maybe, but that's nothing compared to the trillions that are constantly being given by Congress in all these packages or something like that. So we should, and we wrote a letter to the Biden administration with a lot of top experts, Mike Osterholm, David Michaels, and others, in February, and they haven't even replied.
So wait, say that one more time. I mean, we're talking about a lot of these issues. You're right to raise the fact that masking, you know, it seems to be one of the most protective measures you can have here. And, you know, we've had a lot of politicization around vaccines, but masks are something that I suppose there's also now politics being played in there, too. But I mean, we've had a lot of time to address maybe some of the supply issues around N95 specifically. So, I mean, I guess maybe just make the point one more time there.
Yeah, we should give N95s for everybody or equivalent masks like elastomeric masks. And we should require that. There is no longer a supply shortage. There is many U.S. manufacturers that have an excess supply of N95, and it's not expensive to give them to everybody and to teach people how to fit themselves to the face. The important thing is not to have gaps. When we wear cloth masks or surgical masks, we have gaps, and the air goes in and out without being filtered, you know, and then transmission continues, and we all get even more and more tired, you know. So there is a fear from some politicians to, we don't want to have measures that may look too stringent, but those stringent measures at the end will give us freedom, because they will suppress transmission, and then when there is less virus around us, when we can do more things.
Absolutely. And Jose, on that point, I know that we've talked about, you know, not just the mask mandates, but the vaccine mandates. We know now the Biden administration has really invested a lot of money in testing in order to be able to catch, you know, any positive cases. So it seems like they are not focusing on maybe the one thing that or one of the other things. And it seems like they've talked about a broad range, right? Vaccines plus testing, plus mask, plus distancing, plus washing hands, right? That seems to be the constant and consistent message. Where would you rank the masking in terms of importance in that breath?
I mean, I would say vaccines are the first thing. Then I would put masks. High quality masks are extremely effective. Then I would put testing, you know, especially antigen testing is very effective. And then I would put ventilation and filtration, you know, and hand washing is nice, and we should all do more than we were doing before the pandemic, but it's not stopping COVID transmission.